A couple of weeks back, Bruce White joined us to chat about bees. The response we had was astonishing. Demanded we get Bruce back on air with us. And since then, there's a story developed that looks specifically at the queen bee, or the lack of queen bees. Apparently, there's
good.
A shortage. No, and Muzz was talking yesterday about a television series called Rotten that documents corruption of the global food chain supply, talking about adulterated honey and the like. When anyone talks about bees, the name Bruce White, of course, pops up. He's without doubt one of the country's leading experts. In New South Wales, of course, he's chair of judges at the Royal Agricultural Society of New South Wales and, of course, heavily involved in the industry. He's online again this afternoon. G'day, Bruce. Thank you for coming back on.
Hi, Murray and Phil.
Back G'day, by Bruce. Popular demand, in fact, because everybody said you got to get that bloke back on because obviously... You see, I didn't appreciate till you came on last time just how important bees are to the cycle. Without bees, we don't have a cycle, do we?
That's right, and they're really the foundation of agriculture because they were introduced here in 1822, honeybees, by the early settlers because they bought their European crops and they weren't getting any seed set or fruit. So as soon as they brought honeybees in, it all happened. So, yeah, they're certainly the foundation of agriculture. Wow. And most of it's free.
Most of us
it's estimated something like $8 million to $12 million has contributed to the economy just by honeybees being in the country in the form of pollination for food security.
Talk to us about the shortage of queen bees right now. I've not heard about this. Muzz was talking about this to me through the week in terms of getting you back on to explain this shortage. What's occurred?
Queen bees are really the foundation of the hive. And it's a bit like poultry keeping. The younger the fowl, the more eggs. The younger the queen bee, the more eggs she's likely to lay. So queen bees multiple mate with many different drones, only in the first 10 days of their life, though. So each hive is genetically very diverse, and she gets 7 million sperm normally if she's mated properly. There are about 300,000 beehives in Australia, and they should all be requeened annually if they're owned by commercial beekeepers because they're moving to stimulate the queen to lay 2,000 eggs a day. Amateur beekeepers or recreational beekeepers should requeen every 2 years. So there's a huge domestic demand for queen bees, as well as we also export queen bees overseas to countries that need our superior genetic stock in those countries. One of the only animals in the world you can post, Murray and Phil, you can put them in the mail and away they go.
Stop it.
Wow. You can post a queen bee.
Yes, you can post a queen bee.
That's amazing. So why is there a shortage of queen bees at the moment?
Oh, I think the bushfires, and that devastated a lot of commercial hives, and beekeepers have been forced to restock because there wasn't the food after the bushfires and hives died out with starvation. So there's a need for beekeepers to restock hives. And when you restock hives, you need a queen bee to go with the other bees. An individual queen bee doesn't start a hive. You need probably 10,000 workers with that queen bee, you know, to start a new hive.
Right.
So that put a huge pressure on the industry for commercial beekeepers to divide hives that survive, to build up their numbers, and there's always been, you know, constant demand for export of queen bees as well. It's a specialised industry. There's certain people that's all they do as a sector of the industry is rare queen bees. They can genetically inseminate them to improve the stock. Queen bees are worth about $32, down to about $27 if you buy them in bulk. So that's the reason for, you know, getting superior stock. If you just let bees requeen themselves naturally, the stock can deteriorate and you get lazy bees and they're not active and they don't produce as much honey as queen bees bought by professional queen bee breeders. We're going to do a course at Sutherland on the 20th and 21st of February to, you know, teach beekeepers, you know, how to rear queen bees. So if people, you know, are interested in learning how to rear queen bees, if they get onto the website, illawarrabeekeepers.org.au or Education Beekeepers Sutherland, .org.au, they can find out about that course.
Where do queen bees actually come from? Are they a specific type of bee that needs to be born a queen? A bit like a human queen? Are they selected from birth, or can a regular bee be promoted to queen?
Okay, it's a bit complex, and I'll try and make it as simple as I can.
Please.
Okay, please.
In the colony, there are three castes of bees: a queen bee, many thousands of worker bees and male bees that are called drones that mate with the queen bees. The same egg that produces a worker and a queen is identical up to 24 hours of age when it becomes a larva. So it's possible to remove a larva from a worker cell that was going to be a female bee, and all the workers are incomplete females. You take that larva out, you put it into a specially shaped cell called a queen cell. The other cells in the hive are worker and drone cells. They're different sizes. That identifies the sex, and depending, and the drone comes from an unfertilised egg. So you just take a larva out under 24 hours of age by looking at the size of it, put it into a special shaped cell called a queen cell, and they can be made out of beeswax or plastic. You then put that queen cell in a hive with no queen in it. Because the hive's got no queen in it, the bees will feed all those cells that are grafted if you haven't damaged them when you take them out, you know, with a special tool. It can be a brush, it can be a shaped feather, it can be a match or something like that, but you've got to be very careful to take it out, put in that cell, leave them overnight in a queenless hive. The bees will start the ones that weren't damaged, and they'll feed them a lot of royal jelly. So the difference between a worker and a queen is the amount of royal jelly fed and the shape of the cell that the larva is raised in. The queen will come out after 16 days, a worker 21 days, and that'll be an incomplete female, and a drone 24 days. So hopefully that's explained it.
Yeah, pretty much. What's royal jelly? What is that?
Royal jelly is the milk of the bee, and, you know, it's sold a lot in cosmetic products because a queen bee only lives 4 years, whereas a worker bee that's starved of royal jelly, and that's the difference. The bees starve the worker larva of royal jelly, and they only live 6 to 8 weeks. So people think, OK, if I eat royal jelly, it's going to be great stuff. I'm going to live forever, more or less, but I don't know that that's quite true. But that's the difference. The feeding of the larva and the shape of the cell determines whether a bee's going to be a worker or a queen bee.
Okay.
Wow.
And I've also got one final question for you. You mentioned 1822 when they worked out that, okay, we need honeybees from Europe.
Yes.
But so many introduced species here, it's been a disaster, particularly for the indigenous species. But our little native bees, they're all over these plants that I've got at home, salvia, those tiny little native bees. You see them?
Yep. So we've got 2,000 species of native bees in Australia.
Stop
2,000.
It.
Wow. We don't realise that. The ones in the Sydney Basin are mainly Australian native bees.
The tiny ones.
And they're small black ones, yeah, that's right. And then there's teddy bear bees, which look like a teddy bear. And then there's blue banded
bees. Is that because they're cuddly? Or?
Oh, they just look like a teddy bear. Now, they haven't got the flight range of honey bees. They work different species. I mean, I've had for 40 years in the backyard a tetragona hive, which is the one you described, the small black bees, and honeybees, and they're all still alive. So there's not a lot of competition because they work different species of flowers mainly.
Right.
Because they're small, the native bees, well, not all species, but the tetragona are, they get into smaller flowers to get the nectar and the pollen, whereas honeybees are too big to get into those. So lots of beekeepers, honey beekeepers, have got native bees, you know, with their honeybees, just out of interest. You don't get a lot of honey out of them, but they're interesting, and they've got similar characteristics, but they haven't got the flight range. They don't fly. Honeybee will go 5Ks. Native bees have got a very much shorter flight range than that.
Bruce, ever fascinating to have you on the program.
Amazing.
Thank you very much indeed for coming back on this afternoon. I know Muzz is upset that he can't be here with us having a yarn to you, but no doubt you'll see him at the Royal Easter Show.
Royal Easter Show, yeah, I've known him for a long time. The Royal Easter Show is a big family, and let's hope it continues this year, but we'll just have to wait and see. But
my word.
The indications are it'll be on.
Good on you, Bruce. Thank you very much for joining us again.
Okay, thanks, Murray, and thanks,
Phil. Stop. Molly's online with a question. Stop. Hang on, Bruce. Molly, very good afternoon, because Molly's got a very interesting question.
All right. Bruce, I'm absolutely astounded. I just want to know how you milk a bee. You're talking about bee milk, but I've got all these bees. How would you milk a bee?
Okay, so as I said, yeah, royal jelly is really the milk of bee. It comes from the gland in the head. The bees use that food to feed worker larva, drone larva, and queen larva. They feed queen larva a lot of royal jelly, which is a clear white, which is a white substance. So you can harvest that if you're a queen breeder. So you put the larva, as I explained before, there's going to be a worker, into a special cell. At 3 days old is the maximum amount of royal jelly in that cell, and it's very visible. So you remove the larva, and you then take out that royal jelly and harvest it that way. You can suck it out, you know, with a suction pump, or with a sterilised spoon. You can take it out and put it in a container, and that's how royal jelly is harvested. We don't produce a lot in Australia. Money comes from China and Thailand and places like that. And some beekeepers specialise in only producing the milk of the bee, royal jelly, and that goes into a huge amount of cosmetic products and health food products in the world.
Mr. White, that's amazing. You could answer Molly's question. Thank you very much, Molly.
You milk the bee, you harvest the product.
That's right. Good on you, Bruce. Thanks for joining us, Molly. Thank you for your question.
Thanks, Molly.
All the best to you, Bruce. And I know, Phil, you were doing that. Was it meat the
poppers? I was just thinking, like, how do you milk a bee? And all I could picture in my head was with really small fingers.
That's right. It was the movie Meet the Fockers?
Yes, that's right. How do you milk a cat?
I've got nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?